Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Preaching Islam is the responsibility of every Muslim in the various capacities that he finds himself in. And now, there is a very grave misconception which is found regarding preaching Islam, and in this talk today, we shall discuss that misconception. And that misconception is that it is generally thought by many of our religious scholars that bringing about an Islamic revolution is the responsibility of every Muslim. The source of this objective that they have set forth, they find in the life of the Prophet. They say that since the Prophet himself, when he lived in Mecca and Medina, he carried out a specific endeavor, and he established a government in Medina, and this whole process they term as an revolution. So therefore they say that since the Prophet himself brought about an Islamic revolution in the state of Medina by establishing a government in Medina, and this of course had various phases. He passed through various phases in his Meccan period, when ultimately he was successful and he was able to found a Muslim state or an Islamic state in Medina. So therefore in their terminology, they say that the Prophet brought about an Islamic revolution. And since the Prophet is an example for all the Muslims, so therefore in following his example, it is mandatory upon every Muslim to be a part of this Islamic revolution, to be a part of this endeavor to bring about an Islamic revolution. Now, we have to analyze, of course, this whole scenario or this whole notion in the light of the Quran. And now, if we do so, we come to the conclusion that the Quran never uses the word revolution or its equivalent in Arabic. And what the Quran calls this whole endeavor of the Prophet is Sunnatullah. The word Sunnatullah is used by the Quran, which means an established practice of the Almighty. In other words, whatever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did and other messengers of God did in their times is something which is regarded as Sunnatullah, or an established practice of the Almighty. And this established practice relates to the reward and punishment, or the worldly reward of punishment of their immediate addressees. So in other words, the reward and punishment which is going to take place in the hereafter on the basis of one's deeds, in order to remind people that event will take place, the Almighty took matters in his own hands in the times of his messengers, and he punished people who had deliberately denied the truth, and also rewarded people who had accepted the truth. So therefore, the Almighty in the times of his messengers, actually punished people who had denied the truth, and he therefore rewarded other people who had accepted the truth. And now this whole practice was enshrined in the Quran, it was preserved in the Quran, so that it could become a reminder for all humanity later on that reward and punishment is a reality. And just as the reward and punishment took place regarding the immediate addressees of the Rasuls of God, similarly, this whole reward and punishment shall take place in the hereafter for all humanity. So therefore, it is absolutely clear that it is not the Islamic revolution, or not an Islamic revolution which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought about. It is actually an act of God, and it actually is Sunnatullah, which means a practice of God, in which he punished people who had denied the truth, and he rewarded people who had accepted the truth. And the Quran says this is something which is part and parcel of the mission of every messenger or Rasul of God, and it cannot be extended to others. So therefore, we cannot say that in this particular arena, in this particular aspect, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an example to the rest of the Muslims. He was not an example, because the Quran says that, as the words are, "Kataballahu la aghlibanna ana wa rusuli," which means that God has ordained that he and his messengers shall always prevail. And therefore, if this is something which relates to the messengers, it cannot be extended to people who are not messengers. So therefore, we can say that the whole endeavor of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot be termed as an Islamic revolution. It was a Sunnatullah, or an established practice of God, whereby which God himself took matters in his own hands. And as it is evident from the Quran, that the Rasul and his companions were actually nothing but a means for the Almighty to accomplish this whole endeavor. So therefore, if we can say that according to the Quran, the whole endeavor of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and all messengers before him was not to bring about an Islamic revolution, but the actual situation was that the Almighty wanted to punish people in this world who had intentionally denied the truth, and to reward people who had accepted the truth, so that this whole exercise could become a reminder for the greater reward and punishment which is going to take place one day on the Day of Judgment. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.